Okay, Iris, can you tell me everything that happened? Can you tell me everything that's happening in this story, please?
One little person, children went to his class and the teacher talked about plastic. And they talked about plastic can use less because people use plastic a lot and they throw it. So many birds and fishes can be trapped. And plastic throw in the sea is by boats and when they finish eating and they throw it into the seas and many animals been trapped in there and couldn't get out and they throw it on the sky to birds and the birds get trapped as well. And sometimes you can use less plastic because it's recycled and it's more, you use more plastic, you don't recycle, and now they use not plastic bags for the bin to throw, and they use now newspaper to throw in. And
okay, Tyron, can you tell me everything that happened in the story, please?
So the title was called The Swimming Race. And there was a new boy coming to the class. And Jane, and there was also another girl, and they were talking to each other, and like Nick sat next to Jane, and they were laughing, and they were both laughing, and and then like they were saying to Nick, the new kid who came in the class, you can't swim, and Jamie and the other girl also said to so look at that kid, his leg, and then they said we have a swimming race and you can't go. And then when they went there, they saw him, and they said you can't race with us. You have to watch us play. And he went there, and he went in the swimming pool with him, and there was a race, and like. They said Nick won, so the other girl won the first race, and Nick won the second race, and like other people was cheering for Nick and not like the other girl, and she said, I'm the best swimmer, and the other girl who was winning, she was in the lead, and then Nick did a big splash, and then he got in front of the other girl, and then the other girl said, you were the best swimmer for this day, kind of like this day.
Caroline, can you tell me everything about the visit to the aquarium?
So, like, they were going to the aquarium and, like, a boy and his grandma. And, like, they went to go and see the crocodiles. And they were very angry and, like, very hungry. And, the grandma turned around because she was a bit too scared. And, they were opening their teeth, like, jaws wide, like, high. And, then they went to the seals one. And there was a seal, and like there was one that went to grandma, and then she saw the fur of the seal and the tiny little fur, and then one seal dived in to the deepest part, and there was the deepest pool. And then they went to go, and I forgot the other animals. Oh, it was like the fish, and they said they had like little things like I forgot what that word is, but and he said it's hard to see, because they said it's hard to see, like, because they go behind this seed, like,
okay, you can stop now.
And rocks.
So Cynthia, can you tell me all about what is in this book? What's this book about?
It's about plastic in our world, and people use plastic really often, and people are very careless. So sometimes when they finish using plastic, they just throw it like anywhere. And sometimes animals get trapped and they die. And the people on the boat throw the plastic bottles and stuff like that in the water, and some fishes get trapped in them, and they can drown or starve. So, and some little kids, when they play with plastic toys, they can break very often. So, and the person in this book said that she loves the wooden toys that her grandpa makes for her, and she just really likes the wooden toys. And she, in this book, the person says that she wishes everyone could care everything. And then, yeah, finished.
Thank you. Can you tell me everything that's happened in this story, please?
Two people went to the aquarium, and they saw some crocodiles. Then they went to the seals to see the seals, and one of the seals dived to the bottom of the deep pool.
I found the side.